the K99.1 FM 7:30
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Doug.
Doug, it's Doug Fry.
Doug, what are you doing, Doug?
Well, I have a little issue with a girl I went out with, and I kind of need your help.
Issue? What's the issue?
That's very vague, yes. Doug. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, okay. Let me tell you the whole story. I met Sandy on Match.com, okay? And we got along great. It was a terrific match. You know, we talked a lot, and then we texted a while, and it was really going great. So we decided to go out. And I picked her up, which is, you know, I guess is kind of uncommon that she'd tell me where she lived and have me pick her up. But I picked her up, and we went to Fairfield Commons. We went to Chuy's for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Chuy's. Oh, God, that jalapeno ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it was killer. So we got along great, you know, and I thought things were going really super well. So I asked her out on another date right then and there, and she kind of, you know, hemmed and hawed a little bit. And so I thought, well, okay, you know. But now I can't get a hold of her.
Huh.
And she's not returning my calls.
That's where we can step in.
Yeah.
If you like, give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on for you.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you would, yeah.
Oh, Sandy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold tight then. We'll get Sandy hopefully on the phone here and see if we can figure out why she hem-hauled.
I like that, Doug.
Well, you know.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30
second date update.
What's happening?
Oh, so, hey, Doug, what does she remind you of? I mean, I know Match.com, you get to see what they look like ahead of time. Was she everything you thought she would be?
Yeah, was the picture matching the real deal?
True.
You know, she was beautiful in her picture, and she was even prettier in person.
Aww.
Look at you.
I was thrilled.
Smitten.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I thought she was great. So, and then we talked over dinner, and we had a lot of things in common. We laughed a little bit, but we talked about some serious stuff, too. I really thought it was a great date. I'm just really confused as to why, you know, she doesn't want to hang out again.
Well, that's strange.
Dig into this,
yeah,
Fry.
All right, let me finish dialing her number. Doug, be real quiet. We're about to get the phone ringing here for Sandy, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sandy?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Sandy. We would like to inquire about buying some insurance because you're an insurance agent, right?
Yes.
I'm teasing you a little bit.
No,
it's
we don't.
Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. How
Hi.
Are you?
Oh my God! Hi guys. great.
But yeah, you never know. You may need insurance sometime.
That's
but
true.
We have a different agenda on this call.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. What's up?
Well, we understand you had some Chuy's recently.
With Doug.
Oh, I did have some Chuy's recently, yes.
Ah, right. Yeah. Doug actually gave us a ring, was saying that you guys had that date. He thought everything went good, and you were a good match. He thought you were beautiful, and he said...
He thought it went well.
He thought that date went well.
Oh, that's really interesting. Well,
dude, yeah, please.
Come on, he wanted to know. He called us.
We want to know what happened.
Right. I mean, okay, yeah, no, it wasn't a terrible day. Like, I thought it was going to go really well because we actually were talking. He's the first person I met on Match.com. Like, I was kind of skeptical about the whole thing. And, but we were talking so much and we got along really well. And, like, I even let him pick me up. Like, that is crossing a line for me.
Yeah,
right, well, sure.
A stranger from the internet.
Yeah.
yeah, he was very charming and he has a nice car and his, he even brought me flowers. I was very
humbled.
That's great.
Well, he sounds great so far.
It was great up until this exact moment when he puts his phone on the dashboard, like on one of those hook things, and I saw Uber pop up, which is fine. Like he's like, oh yeah, I do it to make extra money on the weekend.
Yeah, Fry, you've done that.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, I support that 100%. But then we're going to our date. We're leaving Springfield, and he had turned on. It goes ping, like he gets an Uber request, and he takes the request.
No, he didn't.
Holman, was you in the car?
Oh my gosh, yes. He was like, oh, it's on the way. Do you mind? And of course, I said no. I mean, I didn't know how to say like no. Undo the request. I'll probably get fined. I don't know. He said it'll pay for dinner. So I was like, yeah, great. Why not? I'm all for that. And then though, he accepts a request again.
After he drops this guy off?
After we drop the guy off, and it's, I guess, on the way, but it's not a, a straight line. Yeah, we pick up another guy. He's like, oh, this won't take long. And I just, I was like, I think I want to go home, but he convinced me to go to dinner.
Wow.
Like, yeah, and anyways, as soon as dinner ended, the thing goes back on the dashboard, and I just told him I was sick. I was like, I don't want.
So you just said, you said that you were sick, so he'd take you home?
Yeah, I just told him I was sick, so I had to go.
Did he take you home, or did he turn the thing back on?
No, the thing was on. He thankfully didn't accept any requests after I told him I was sick. But, like, yeah, it just starts pinging as soon as we get in the car, and I was just like, I'm not gonna risk that. I didn't really want to continue that. It was like completely, that was so ridiculous to me.
So you weren't sick then? You just faked that and pretended to be
sick. Hi Doug.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't so sick. I'm sorry, but you have no social awareness.
So you lied to me then. So you just lied to me on our first meeting. These things are not easy.
Yes, I did lie to you.
Yes, you did. You know, I'm a little disappointed in that.
But, do you realize how rude it is? Do you realize, Doug, it's our first date, and we had, before we even, like, got to know each other that well in person, we had, like, two other strangers in your car with us.
Yeah,
that's a little weird,
yeah.
I mean, what did you guys talk about?
Yeah, was it the whole car just talking away, or what?
Well, there was the one guy who, like, who works at the mall. We were driving him to work. So he was interesting.
What was
wrong with
that?
I thought more about them.
Don't you think this is a little odd? It's your first date. You just met her in person.
And you're
doing Uber.
Well, it wasn't really out of the way, so I didn't think it was that big a deal.
It really didn't give you guys much time to, like, get to know each other in person, though, with somebody else sitting there.
No.
Well, it was, I don't know. I thought it was great.
I really hope, Doug, I really hope you find another woman who thinks that that's great, but I just don't.
Listen, okay, guys, listen. Maybe we have a solution where neither one of you have to drive.
Here's the deal. We'll send a limo out, but you guys got to decide right now. We'll send a limo out to pick both of you up, send you out to dinner somewhere, find you something to do, but you have to agree to go on a second date now.
And no Uber.
Hey, listen. I really thought she was terrific. But the fact that you would lie to me, and, you know, I don't want to go out with somebody who's going to lie to me. I have an ex-wife who lied to me. I don't need that. You know, I don't need that.
He's missing the point.
Yeah.
So you're saying you don't want to go on a second date with me.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, Doug, thank you very much. And, sorry that didn't work out. And
yeah.
Sandy, thanks for answering, Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy, you know, I hope that you sell a lot of policies today.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I will. You know, I'm glad I got to share that story.
Us too.
That was the most bizarre date I've ever been on.
Well, thank you both.
All right.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you.